Just wanted to bring up the example of Temple Grandin. She's this very high-functioning autistic woman. She designs most of the slaughterhouses in the United States. She's redesigned them because she couldn't stand to watch how upset the cattle were before they were slaughtered. So she designed these slaughterhouses where they feel totally calm and relaxed, and nobody moves, or there's no people, they don't like try to get out of the way, because she couldn't stand there watching their pain before. So that's also a real, she relieved pain, but she's also part of the
Yeah.
I saw an interview with her recently where someone asked if she would contribute to the redesign of execution facilities for capital punishment, and she said absolutely not.
Yeah, that's a whole different realm. Just because it's killing, there's different degrees of killing.
I read that to an interview, said she wouldn't do that because she wouldn't cross the species boundary. She didn't want to be involved in killing humans, but she was okay being involved in the killing of other species.
She actually, I've seen a lot of her, she's actually wanted to be a vegetarian because she doesn't necessarily condone the killing of animals. She couldn't for health reasons. But it's very complicated.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the sense of being able to look at a problem and see it from different ways and recognize that there's many different elements that one has to take into account